Well, good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings, 8:30, right here on Kiowa FM 105.3 LA. In for Tom, and each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizens State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance, Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and the train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning, Mandy Borisma, and we'll talk with Mandy right after this.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Enjoy the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to serve delicious food, creations, and, as always, amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with a tremendous menu of appetizers, homemade pizza, steaks, and to bring you back for the return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 11 on Saturday and Sunday.
And we are back on Talk of the Town, our Thursday edition here at Kiowa Radio. And welcome into the studio, Mandy Borisma. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Larry.
Our topic of discussion, fundraising for the proposed new Hospers Emergency Services Building.
Yes.
And that has been underway. That's not a dream. You have gone a long ways toward raising a great deal of those funds needed already.
Correct. We have raised a little over half of what we need, and we're hoping to try to finish that off here this year. So,
and you had told me before we went on the air, as far as a need for this facility, is it really needed? And what you told me, absolutely it is.
Yes. So the other night we had a fire call in Hospers, and late in the evening, the gentlemen and ladies had to wash their fire hoses outside into big icicle balls because there was no room inside to wash it where it's heated. And so this is a common occurrence in the winter and when it's cool. So we definitely need a facility for our volunteers to take care of what they need to do.
And the total goal, $2.8 million so far raised. The latest number, $1,277,600. And this is a project that's been going on for quite a while, right?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a good 12 years now. And in the last couple of years, we decided we needed to make this a reality, come up with a plan, come up with a budget. And we kind of made that happen last year and started our goals. And yeah, our up-to-date number today is about $1.75 million is where we're at right now.
Just to emphasize the point, a lot of thought and effort has gone into this.
It has. We've been talking to a lot of people, a lot of different towns, doing a lot of research on what's needed. And I think we came up with a pretty good design and to meet all the needs that the EMS people need to make their job a lot easier.
Yeah, that particular topic, there are a lot of people that are going to use this facility.
There are. So our fire and EMS personnel use this facility. They store the ambulance, the fire trucks, this basically safety personnel for the town. There's about 20 volunteer firefighters and about 19 volunteer ambulance personnel. So there are a lot of people, and we're very blessed and lucky to have that many volunteers in our town.
Well, you kind of touched on it with explaining the need for the new building. Contrast a little bit, if you would, what the building's like now and what you have in mind with the new building.
So the current building we have, we've modified it four times to fit fire trucks in the doors. It used to be the community center for hospitals, so it was built in the early 90s. It was the town hall. We had town hall meetings there. And so they just modified it to fit the current trucks and ambulance. There are no floor drains in the facility. There's no ventilation system in that building. There's no indoor place to wash hoses, wash gear, even have a meeting. There's only about room for 15 people to sit in their meeting room. And each month they need to obviously have meetings and go over safety stuff. I think they need a total of 36 CEUs every 2 years to meet the requirements of the state also.
And maybe a little more arbitrary, we'll get into some more important things as we go along, but just in terms of location, is that going to replace the existing building where it's at, or where is it going to be?
So 2 years ago, the city was lucky enough to acquire the old Farmers Co-op facility lot there right on Main Street in Hospers and Old Highway 60. Fred's Plumbing and Heating purchased half, and the city purchased the other half. And we're going to clear the site. Right now there's the office building, and there was a Quonset there that has been since removed this summer. We're going to clear that site, and that's going to be the site of the new building to house our fire trucks and ambulance.
And ways to go, I'm sure, and maybe a little bit unsettled, but what is the goal as far as starting construction?
Our goal is we would hope to start this year, later this year. We don't know if we can make that a reality or not. We're going to try to get it out for bids here early this spring and see where everything comes back at bid-wise. And if we can make it work, we're going to try to pull the trigger this summer. So,
and a process that has begun quite a while ago. It's a work in progress. And I won't put you on the spot by asking you to name names, but... give me a sense of how many people have been involved in this, the driving forces to make this a reality.
So the core group has probably about 10 people in it. Contractor, the two head people, the fire chief and the ambulance director, have been driving forces. And then we have a fundraising committee that formalized in early last year, and that consists of five other people plus two ambulance and two fire personnel.
All right. Talking this morning with Mandy Boersma about the proposed new Hospers Emergency Services Building. We'll take a quick time out, come back with more, and get around to the fun stuff as to how the remaining funds are going to be raised and how everybody can help out and assist with that project. We'll take a time out. We'll be back. Talk of the Town on Kiowa FM 105.3.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
We are back on Talk of the Town this morning. Our guest, Mandy Boersma, and we're discussing the proposed new Hospers Emergency Services Building. And to recap just a little bit, about halfway home, over halfway home, so yep. That means some work yet to be done. And tell me about the process now, getting to the finish line.
Well, coming up here in February, we have a winter extravaganza planned. It's a semi-formal gala that we're going to have a silent and live auction in. We've been selling tickets, and there still are tickets available. We'll have a social hour at 5, a catered meal at 6, and then our auction, and then we have the dueling pianos coming down for some entertainment at 7.
And as far as ticket availability for the event, how does one go about that?
So tickets are available from any committee member or Fred's Plumbing and Heating or American State Bank and Hospers. Just stop on in, and we got some tickets available for you.
And another item I've noticed, some of the things we talked about earlier as far as the current building being able to make use of it, this kind of a... maybe not a luxury item, but some things that can be done with the new facility. An antique fire truck that right now is just sitting in dust. It can't even be displayed.
Yeah, it's sitting in the back of a city shed just collecting dust, and I don't even know how many people know that we even have that fire truck. So we're going to have a nice little display area to put that in and show that off.
And at this point... I would imagine blueprints and things subject to change a little bit as needs develop.
Yep. So we have some preliminary drawings that we've had out showing the community and the volunteer members on their thoughts and give us some ideas on what they think we should and shouldn't have. And I think that we're to a point where we could almost get them finalized with a few minor tweaks.
And as we're at right now, or the stage you are at right now with the process, what does this new building look like? What's involved?
So this new building will have 7 bays to house fire trucks. It will have an indoor wash bay. It'll have a place for the ambulance. It'll have a nice meeting room and kitchen area where they can have fundraisers and community events if they want to. It'll have that display area. And then it'll have like a loft area for storage. That's something that the current facility is lacking. So we'll have that in there, and it'll have a nice ventilation system, a heated floor so it dries up quicker when they go out in the winter. It'll have high efficiency heating and cooling in it. It'll just be a really nice facility for them when it's done.
Yeah, the effect on the community, let's circle back to that. We're talking about a new home for the Hospers Volunteer Fire and Emergency Services Department. I can't imagine anything that affects a community more than that, emergency services or the fire department.
Yeah, we all hope that when we dial that 911 that they'll be there to answer the call. And if they're not, then we have to just wait a little longer and something could happen in the meantime. So we're very blessed to have that many volunteers right now in quick service. And the men and women that we do have, they are very good at what they do.
And in terms there, someone who would like to be a part of Hospers Fire and Emergency Services, how do they go about that?
So they are more than welcome to give Jason Overmull, the fire chief, a call, stop in at the city office, talk with Larry Glodden, the ambulance director, and then they can get you set up with the ins and outs of what the job entails. And I know the city does cover part of your education should you decide to proceed with being a volunteer.
And for more information, is there a specific website or Facebook page or social media? Where can listeners get more information?
Yes, there is a Facebook page, Hospers Firefighters, and I think the ambulance, Hospers Ambulance, also has a Facebook page. Otherwise, the city website, City of Hospers website, has more information on what we got going on and all the different events we have planned.
And certainly appreciate you coming in to let everybody know about it. Very important project in the works, Hospers, has been for a number of years. The conversation, my understanding, has been going on for some 10 to 12 years.
It has, yes. So we feel like it's time that we need to make this happen for these guys.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, adding to that thought, something that has been carefully thought out. This hasn't been just tossed out there within the last couple of years.
It has not. We've been thinking about it, and obviously we wanted to design a facility that was going to withstand major weather catastrophes, that was going to stand for 50 plus years, we're hoping. So it's not just going to be a junky old building that's only going to last 10 or 12 years. We want it to be something that the city can be proud of.
And in closing, as we wrap things up for today's edition, Talk of the Town, anything I didn't get to that that you would like to talk about or emphasize a little bit before we wrap up?
No, I think the main thing is if you feel you want to come and join us on the 22nd of February, please reach out. We have tickets available yet. We also have some other fundraisers coming up, one in March and one in May, that we will have a bunch of information out and about, that you feel free to join us. We're just trying to get a community together and involved and try to raise funds for these guys.
And I wish you only the best of weather. So far, so good. But if need be, of course, that'll be rescheduled because it's a really important event.
It is, yes.
And we look to have updates as we get a little bit closer to it. And again, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mandy Borsma joining us on Talk of the Town, our Thursday edition here at Kiowa Radio, talking about fundraising for the proposed new Hospers Emergency Services building. Back to wrap things up right after this. Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Northwest Iowa Community College has strong signature programs. That means NCC's reputation in industry gives our graduates an edge in the employment search. With industry-specific classes, you know your stuff by the time you graduate. Our instructors have worked in their specialized fields in industry and can relay real-world experiences to enhance your learning. Employers take notice when you have NCC listed on your resume. NCC, your success is our story.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Talk of the Town this morning brought to you by Citizens State Banks, Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. Also by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and the train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Talk of the Town comes your way Monday through Friday, 8:30, here on Kiowa FM.